It is Thursday, July 18th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning of the Radio Oklahoma Network. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes joining us now. And, Ron, we've been talking a lot about the weather.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, today it looks like the regular stuff's heading back our way, isn't it?
Yeah, really, except we're kind of still steamier than normal, yeah. I guess, because of the extra moisture that we've got, all the vegetation greening up and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do have Gary McManus going to be talking to us about the crazy Ivan system that kind of reversed on us, and a little bit about that and what that has resulted in regarding some improvement. Well, it's kind of up and down on the drought monitor, but some improvement in some areas and others actually backed up a little bit.
We're going to take a timeout. Coming up next, we're going to have the latest news for you. Also, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will have a look at the markets. That and a lot more coming up when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, your restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimate of power ISO per 9768EC.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's REDEDUMP. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It's 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues on your Thursday. I'm Dave Lanning, and time for a news update. An American Farm Bureau official foresees a two-step House-Senate Farm Bill negotiation as the House GOP continues to work on passing a separate nutrition bill. AFBF Director Dale Moore envisions a kind of two-step process, starting with informal talks.
Now that the House bill has been sent over to the Senate, the conversations can start, and they've got plenty to talk about before they get down to, okay, now what are we going to do about nutrition? Obviously, that's going to have to be answered, but that by itself is not going to hold the process up.
Moore says the House GOP and ag leaders wouldn't have transmitted to the Senate the recent House-passed bill unless they're ready to start talks about nutrition. Moore says there's plenty to talk about until the House acts on the controversial food stamp issues.
Levels of support that are provided either in terms of, you know, percentage of acres put on or on the target price or reference price, however they're referred to. We've also got the issue that the Senate bill suspends permanent law but does not repeal any of those portions. The House bill contains those provisions. Those are all pretty much tied up in Title I. We've got differences on how dairy is approached.
Well, the Senate's expected to request a conference with the House that Moore and others still hope will start in the next week or so, but before the August congressional recess. That would allow staff to work next month to catalog differences and recommend agreements negotiators could consider as they try to wrap up a deal in September in time to pass a bill by the end of the month when the current one-year Farm Bill extension runs out. Wildfires fueled with greater intensity from a climatic change has prompted fire officials to consider new ways to battle these blazes. Rod Bain report.
What are some of the new management techniques used to battle the increased risk of wildfire, especially in lieu of changes in climate? Two U.S. Forest Service officials were part of a panel Wednesday discussing answers related to that question. Climate change advisor Dave Cleaves notes,
we certainly see fire not independently, but as part of a large-scale complex of stressors getting more complicated, and we have to rise to the challenge of being able to analyze and manage it on the landscape and with the partnership of the people who live on the landscape.
And a Forest Service Assistant Director for Fire and Aviation Management, Elizabeth Reinhardt, says despite a near-perfect record of fire suppression by fire crews and initial attacks, that success rate may not be sustainable, hence the need for new fire management strategies.
We really need to continue and even ramp up our long-term commitment to increasing both ecological and community resilience. And that's the goal of our field management program, as well as our work with partners in basic communities.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And we are closely approaching 10 minutes past the hour. Still to come this half hour, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will have a look at the markets. Ron Hayes has his check on the weather and also his ag perspectives when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Justin Lewis of KIS Futures has the day off today. Taking a look at some of the market news driving futures markets today, Monsanto said this morning it will withdraw all pending approval requests to grow new types of genetically modified crops in the European Union. The company said the withdrawal is due to the lack of commercial prospects for cultivation there. Brazilian importers are in the market for more U.S. hard red winter wheat this week. That's after they purchased at least 200,000 tons of the variety over the past 2 weeks, trade sources said. The sources also said Brazil is seeking U.S. wheat as supplies from Argentina run low. Crop experts said this morning that U.S. soybean plantings may fall short of an expected record this year. That's after recent rains kept farmers from harvesting wheat in fields they intended to replant with the oilseed. While oppressive heat is spreading across the Corn Belt today and daily temperatures are expected to reach or test the 100-degree mark in some areas, forecasts for milder conditions tomorrow, accompanied by rain chances, have some traders saying they are reluctant to rebuild long positions just yet. Meanwhile, this morning's weekly export sales report provided a reminder that importers see new crop prices as a value. While sales of 152,900 metric tons for 2012-2013 remained lackluster, sales of 1,590,800 metric tons for 2013-14 were impressive, some traders say. Strategy Grains cut its 2013-14 EU crop forecast by 100,000 metric tons to 65.9 million metric tons, which is still up 15% from last year. In the wheat market, Strategy Grains raised its 2013-14 EU wheat forecast by 1.9 million metric tons from last month to 133.4 million metric tons. EU wheat production is now seen up 6% from 2012-13. A Japanese delegation told USDA officials yesterday it needs reassurance via more testing that U.S. Western white wheat is free of GMO material. Still, trade sources expect exports to resume by August. Also this morning, weekly export sales of 996,600 metric tons represent strong demand, but came in below lofty expectations. Sales were mostly to China. In the cattle markets, live cattle futures posted moderate to sharp losses yesterday and a low-range close, which raised the risk of follow-through pressure continuing throughout today. But market analysts say short covering is also possible, as traders could view yesterday's losses as overdone. Traders responded to ongoing weakness in the boxed beef market as choice value slipped $1.03 yesterday and select was down 57 cents. Dave Lanning will have your market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks.
It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's 12:15 on midday, Oklahoma. Let's take a look at those futures markets here at midday. August live cattle up 122 at 122.52. October up 135, 126.60. August feeder cattle up 127 at 152.32. September up 140 at 155.35. August hogs up 90 at 96.70. October up 35 at 85.62. We'll check the grains right after this.
This Saturday, July 20th in Woodward, Oklahoma is the day for the Bobby Joe and Renee Jane Cudd Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale. Cudd Quarter Horse Farms of Woodward is the home of the Gold Seekers, 52-year-olds, all started riding Blue Roans, Red Roans, Buckskins, and Palominos, many AQHA Incentive Fund nominated, and eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Also 60 geldings, all broke to ride, all colors. Highlights of the sale include a pretty Blue Roan Stallion by Boonlight Dancer, broke to ride, a yearling Red Roan Stallion, a Boonlight Dancer, and out of a daughter of Highbrow Cat, a Roan Stallion by Sweet Little Pepto, broke to ride, and a pretty 2-year-old Buckskin Stallion by Joe Jack Red. Really rides nice and show quality. Plus, two finished cutting horses, both money earners. Also sons or daughters of such great stallions as Two-Eyed Red Buck, a Streak of Fling, Smart Mate, Genuine Hombre, and a two-time world champion, Zan's Diamond Shine. The Cudd Quarter Horse Sale begins at 11 a.m. Saturday, July 20th at the Cudd Ranch Indoor Facility on Edgewood, just south of Downs Avenue in Woodward. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Electronic grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, September down 1.25 at 701.5, December down 4 at 715. Chicago wheat, September down 5.75 at 659.25, December down 6.5 at 671.25. September corn down 3, 535.5, December down 5.75 at 496.25. August soybeans down 13.25 at 1464.25, November's down 20.5 at 1263. On the cotton futures, October cotton up 121, 85.28. December's up 159, 85.26. March up 157, 83.76. And that's a look at your markets. Coming up next, it's Ron Hayes with a check on that ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. A crazy Ivan. That seems to be one good way to describe the unexpected turn of the weather systems that affected Oklahoma over the last several days, as we had a major system move from east to west, dumping a good bit of moisture, giving us some cooler temperatures, warm-ups starting to happen, rain starting to go away. But we want to look at that particular system a little bit more with Gary McManus, our Associate State Climatologist, in just a moment.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
We're talking today with our Associate State Climatologist, Gary McManus. Gary, let's talk about a couple of things today. First of all, let's review this very unusual storm system that originated in places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania and landed on top of us in the last 4 or 5 days. What gives with this thing?
Yeah, it was a really weird system. It developed in between two sets of high-pressure systems over there, and it moved from east to west, which is usually not the way they occur. We expect our storm systems to come in from the west and, you know, move to the east over Oklahoma. And I've actually seen many meteorological experts across the country say this is something they really haven't seen before, at least something that's, you know, of a non-tropical origin. Now, sometimes you'll get these tropical storms move up, and then they'll set there and percolate around and move back towards the west. But this was an actual, you know, classical North American storm system that formed in the east, moved to the west. So it was extremely unusual, but it was also extremely welcome here in Oklahoma for sure.
And the amounts of rain, very, very impressive at some points anyway.
Yeah, now, again, it depends on where you are. If you're across southwestern through central, up through north central Oklahoma, in the center part of the state, you got a good 2 to even 4 to 5 inches of rainfall, which is absolutely awesome for July. Now, if you're in far eastern Oklahoma, especially the northeast or the southeast, and also up in the Panhandle region, you're looking with envy at those rainfall totals, unfortunately.
When we stop and think about those rainfall totals, as you mentioned, the month of July, those in and of itself, that is pretty unusual.
Yeah, you know, I've said many times, you don't go into the summer looking for drought relief, not because it has never happened, just because normally it doesn't happen. So it's not unheard of, you know, when we see this type of system, we just have to, you know, to thank the Lord that it came when it did, because we were starting to get dry, not only, you know, in those parts of the state that missed out on the rain, but even here in central Oklahoma, where we got a lot of rain over the last few months, it was starting to get dry again. So, you know, for the parts of the state that got the rain, it really delays any of the worst impacts of the drought that was starting to develop again. And it also keeps that worst summer heat at bay for a little while with all the added soil moisture and the green up we're going to see.
Thank you, Gary. Gary McManus of the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Over the next few days, sunshine, low 90s expected this afternoon, low 70s, and clear skies. You'll see some stars overnight tonight, early tomorrow morning. By tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, mid-90s with mostly sunshiny skies. Saturday, mid-90s, partly sunny. Looks like a little bit of cloud cover Saturday night, early Sunday morning, low 70s. Mid to upper 90s, daytime highs for Sunday is what we're looking at right now. And for Monday, mid-90s, once again with partly sunny skies. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay tuned. Still to come, Jim Apel checking our calendar in just a few moments on Midday Oklahoma.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
This Saturday, July 20th in Woodward, Oklahoma is the day for the Bobby Joe and Renee Jane Cudd Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale. Cudd Quarter Horse Farms of Woodward is the home of the Gold Seekers, 52-year-olds, all started riding Blue Roans, Red Roans, Buckskins, and Palominos, many AQHA Incentive Fund nominated, and eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Also 60 geldings, all broke to ride, all colors. Highlights of the sale include a pretty Blue Roan Stallion by Boonlight Dancer, broke to ride, a yearling Red Roan Stallion, a Boonlight Dancer, and out of a daughter of Highbrow Cat, a Roan Stallion by Sweet Little Pepto, Broke to Ride, and a pretty 2-year-old Buckskin Stallion by Joe Jack Red. Really rides nice and a show quality. Plus, two finished cutting horses, both money earners. Also sons or daughters of such great stallions as Two-Eyed Red Buck, A Streak of Fling, Smart Mate, Genuine Hombre, and a 2-time world champion, Zan's Diamond Shine. The Cudd Quarter Horse Sale begins at 11 a.m. Saturday, July 20th at the Cudd Ranch Indoor Facility on Edgewood, just south of Downs Avenue in Woodward. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
It is 12:25 on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Thanks for joining us today. Glad to have you as a part of our program here on this Thursday afternoon. We've got a whole lot coming up in the next half hour. Ron Hayes has several things to pass along to you. Of course, his beef industry news and the beef buzz. He also has his soapbox. He'll be hopping on a little bit later on today. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'll have a news update for you and Ron's Ag Perspectives. But first, let's check in with Jim Appel and get today's Ag Calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. We'll look at a food safety for small acreage vegetable production workshop, the 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention, and we'll look at the Denver Animal Traceability Forum. We'll have these items and more right after this.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Producers interested in taking advantage of crops that can be grown commercially but do not require hundreds of acres can take advantage of the Food Safety for Small Acreage Vegetable Production Workshop. It's a second of a two-part series sponsored by the USDA's Risk Management Agency and the Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Service. The workshop is slated July 24th at the one-acre garden site north of the gravel parking lot at Paradise Casino. That's at 7500 Highway 177 in Red Rock. It will be held from 9 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. The event is hosted by the Oto Missouria and Ponca tribes. Included in the workshop will be talks on fertigation, pest management, good agricultural practices, record-keeping, post-harvest handling, and more. Health benefits are strongly linked to the increased consumption of fresh produce, but an increase in the incidence of foodborne illness also is linked to this increase. The key to reducing foodborne illness is preventing contamination of fresh produce, and the implementation of a farm food safety plan for growers is the initial step in providing safe and nutritious fresh produce for market. The Food Safety Workshop will train fresh market farmers in food safety techniques. The 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show will be held July 25th through the 27th at the Reed Center in Midwest City. The OCA is guided and directed by the policies which are developed by its members. To keep the policies up to date, the committees and membership regularly review and take action on policies that are 3 years old. In preparation for the upcoming convention, an abbreviated version of those policies adopted 3 years ago, which are up for consideration, have been posted for review. You can find those policies by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com and clicking on the calendar tab. You'll see the 61st OCA convention listed for July 25th. Just click on that entry and you'll find a link to the policies currently up for consideration. The Denver Animal Traceability Forum will be held August 6th through the 7th at the Renaissance Denver Hotel. That's, of course, in Denver, Colorado. The forum features more than 25 speakers and moderators from across animal agriculture, plus several breakout sessions where participants can provide input and bring forth their concerns and questions. The forum, developed by NIAA and USAHA, will allow for much-needed interaction between those impacted by the animal traceability ruling. It's the ideal gathering place for state and tribal animal health officials, animal producers, livestock marketers, and handlers and meat processors, as well as state and national livestock show officials and rodeo officials. To get more information or to register for the Denver Animal Traceability Forum, you can go online to www.animalagriculture.org or you can call 1-800-237-7193.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider for our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or to use on this broadcast, all you have to do is drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly appreciate that calendar update today. It is 12:30 as Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Dave Lanning. A news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, Senate leaders are working hard to get the Farm Bill into conference. We'll get an update now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Dave, the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, says she's trying to work things out with fellow senators. At this point, her main objective in working with members of the U.S. Senate is to try to make sure there are not any objections to the unanimous consent request of sending a statement back to the House requesting a formal conference. Getting a unanimous consent approved would make the process of getting to conference much easier, and committee ranking member Thad Cochran of Mississippi noted it would be less risky. Otherwise, Senate leadership may have to pursue a path of 60 vote thresholds to be able to seat conferees. The Senate needs to send its farm bill, which is Senate Bill 954, to the House and request a conference committee. After that, with a unanimous consent agreement, Stabenow and Cochran could name Senate conferees. Yesterday, Cochran said he's been conferring with committee members, but does not yet have a timetable for when a conference could begin. Stabenow has said she wants the conference to begin before the August recess. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, it may be the middle of July, but now's the time the nation's Christmas tree growers are getting things shaped up for the holiday season. Look at this report from Gary Crawford.
Christmas tree. Strange music for July, yes, but no, I haven't gone totally nuts here. We play that because right now, in many parts of the country, the nation's Christmas tree farmers are having a very busy time.
We start culturing in July and trimming the trees, getting a just perfect shape on them for the customers.
John Tillman's a Christmas tree farmer, Washington State, and yes, the hottest part of the summer is when you may hear this sound on the tree farms. Some farmers still use these machete-like hand tools, others motorized trimmers to shape or shear each tree. Texas grower Beth Walterscheidt.
The trees don't grow naturally in our little Christmas tree shape, so we have to do the shearing, like you said. That is the hot work.
We're out here every weekend and about every other night.
Virginia tree grower Jeff Holt.
It's a lot of sweat and a lot of Gatorade goes in.
And that's happening all over the country right now. Farmers getting those trees shaped up for the upcoming holiday season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Coming up on 35 past the hour, Ron Hayes will be joining us with his Ag Perspectives when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Midday Oklahoma continues as we visit with Jeff Scott today. Jeff, president, Great Plains Canola Association out of Pond Creek, Oklahoma, joining us in just a few moments.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Partnered with Jeff Scott, president, of course, of the Great Plains Canola Association. Jeff, I know, of course, canola harvest is just wrapped up. You didn't have too many fields this year, I know, to harvest from this 13 crop because of some earlier problems, what with some freeze and drought problems, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We harvested about 50% of our planted acres this year. We lost quite a few acres to drought, early freezes, wind, you know, things like that. So we pretty well had the whole ball of wax thrown at us this year.
What about the acres that you were able to salvage? How things go?
We had a predominance of it turn out from 30 to 35 bushel per acre, so still satisfactory yields for the conditions that we were hit with. So, you know, better luck next year is the farmer's motto.
And you were in an area that, I mean, pretty dry. I mean, you were just really hanging on with drought-type conditions the entire growing period, right?
Yes, even in the fall, you know, as close as 5 to 7 miles away, I'd have neighbors getting inch and a half, 2 inches of rain, and I'd get a tenth. So we were kind of really located in a dust bowl area, and this was a year that a little earlier planting than what I like to see paid off. They got some, was able to still have some moisture there while I waited on some later rains and goofed up again.
Let's talk a little bit about the Great Plains Canola Association. This crop continues to evolve. Got more interest. You got about 350 people here today at this conference. I know that makes you feel like this thing is starting to really take off.
You know, I keep wondering when we're going to hit a point of saturation. You know, how many conferences, how many meetings that we have, are we oversaturating people? And I walk into a program like this today. We've got 340 seats at tables and walls lined with people, as well as vendors in a back room, you know, manning booths. And so, you know, still great turnout, great participation. I think that the interest in this crop is increasing. And I'd like to see between 400 and 500,000 acres go underground this fall throughout the region.
From what you've talked to our folks that are our various companies that have got seed available, we got enough seed to match those acres?
I think that from what I've talked to from the various companies, they've been really kicking up their production of seed this year. We've been real tight on seed the last couple of years. It had probably held down some planted acres. And I know the companies are coming on board with that. So hopefully we have enough seed out here for everybody, and we can just keep growing this thing.
Jeff Scott, president of the Great Plains Canola Association, and indeed a lot of talk around the Winter Canola Conference in Enid this week of the possibility of upwards of 500,000 acres being planted this year of winter canola.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your spotlight, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. 18th of July. So glad to be along with you today. We are checking your agricultural market picture for you on this Thursday. It's a down day if you're looking at our grain and oilseed futures, as much as 16 to 20 cents a bushel down. On soybeans, they seem to be leading the way downward. Corn's off a couple of 3 pennies. We're up anywhere from, or down from anywhere from 3 to 6 cents on Chicago, Kansas City wheat futures. Crude oil futures are up. Natural gas mostly higher as well. Cotton futures are higher. Livestock futures are higher. We'll check all of it. We'll start with the livestock trade, in fact, and do that right after this. Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com. No cash cattle trade happening as of yet in our Southern Plains feed yards. We saw some interest at $1.17 by the packers. The cattle owners bidding around $1.21. $1.19 caught our sales, limited sales last week. Wholesale box beef trade up 47 cents today, 189.91. Select beef, 184.14, up 36 cents. 577, the choice select spreads, all we got now. 78 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 1,419 head at the Southern Oklahoma Livestock Market in Ada. Steer and heifer calves steady. Yearlings lightly tested and trends not established. Good demand for the calves following several days of good rainfall and cooler temperatures in the region. Overall quality at average to attractive. 4 to 5 weight steer calves, $1.60 to $1.74. 5 to 6 weights, $1.50 up to $1.60. Some 6 to 7 weights from $1.39 to $1.56.50. And a few 7 weight cattle, $1.36 to $1.44. OKC West El Reno, not operating as of yet, but they will be reopening for business next Wednesday, July 21st. They'll sell feeder cattle and calves beginning at 8 a.m. Their first cow and bull sale will be Monday, July 29th, beginning at 10 a.m. 4,130 head at Dodge City, Kansas. Looks like feeder steers and heifers steady to firm. Calf trade very limited. Supply firm to $3 higher. Had some 5 to 6 weight cattle clearing out, looks like from 154 to 171. Some 6 to 7 weights, 150 up to $1.63. 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle, 147 up to $1.5275. 8 to 900 pounders, anywhere from 143 to 147.10. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the August live cattle futures are up $1.30 at 122.60. October up $1.42. That's right now 126.65. We've got feeder cattle contracts. The August feeder cattle up $1.32 today, 152.30. September 155.30. That's up $1.35. Our grain or oilseed cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, family and consumer science educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the September contracts of KC wheat, 701 and a quarter. That's off a penny and a half. December, 715 and three quarters, down by 3¼ cents. September Chicago soft wheat, 659 and a quarter, off 5¾ cents. We're off 6¼ cents on Dece at 671 and a half. September corn, 536, down 2½. New crop corn, December, down 5¾, 496 and a quarter. September soybeans, 13.12 and a quarter, down 17. November soybeans, 12.63 and a quarter, down 20 and a quarter cents today. The October cotton up 44 points, 84.51 cents a pound. December cotton up 160 points, 85.27 cents per pound. Crude oil futures today up by $1.39 a barrel at 107.87. Natural gas futures, a real strong rally as well, at 381 per million BTU, a gain of some 18 cents per million BTU. And that is the way the markets are shaping up for you. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, to help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, as Midday Oklahoma continues, our Beef Buzz guest today, once again, John Butler with the Beef Marketing Group. We're back with John in just a moment.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
There seems to be something of a disconnect between consumers of today and the way that we produce beef in this country using traditional or modern technology methods. John Butler with the Beef Marketing Group says that his organization has worked hard in trying to understand exactly what the consumer is thinking about how we produce beef.
A lot of consumer research that's out there now that we spend a lot of time around. It sounds funny, but our feed yard company does spend a lot of time on understanding and dissecting consumer research so we can better build these animals that turn into something that drives value for our packer partner and the customer. Okay, where I'm going with this is a lot of the consumer research today, there's a number of new phenomena that have come about that we believe have value opportunity, but it's going to demand transparency. Okay, so the consumer really wants to know where their food is coming from. That's it. If I could put it into a nutshell. And so they want to understand it. They want to understand where their lettuce is coming from. They want to understand where the milk is coming from. And we are not immune from that. In fact, we may be in the crosshairs. So when we look at our responsibility, how can we do that? Can we build a system that verifies the good animal care and handling practices that we put in place from the ranch to the stocker to the feed yard and ultimately to the processor? I think the answer is yes. And it could be a very, very good story, and that story can turn into value. One of the end users that we work with, that we have worked with, that's done a very good job with this, and Dale's done some work there too, is Whole Foods. Now, we can throw rocks at Whole Foods if you don't like the category of natural and organic and so on and so forth, but they have done a very good job of telling the story of where their food comes from. And you know what? When you go into the parking lot of a Whole Foods grocery store, what kind of cars do you see there? To me, I see Mercedes and Lexuses. I don't see broken down Volkswagens and Toyotas. You know, that's the kind of consumer I want. So that consumer has got disposable income, and that I'm not saying that that is absolutely the direction we want to go to, but most retail now is looking at Whole Foods as a game changer in terms of innovation, and that we as at least others in the retail business want to align with and get closer to.
John Butler with the Beef Marketing Group, the idea that consumers want to know where their food comes from, an important concept that the beef industry says needs to get its arms around. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, it is Soapbox time today, Midday Oklahoma, and wanted to introduce you to a word that we've read a little bit about here in recent days called agroecology. Now, you've already heard about this, but this is something that some of the folks that are talking about trying to feed the world and talking about sustainability and all these kind of things are liking to use right now. It's becoming one of their buzzwords, I guess you might say, among some of the green folks. Agroecology is both a science and a set of practices is what they're describing. One article that we've read says it was created by the convergence of two scientific disciplines, agronomy and ecology. As a science, agroecology is the application of ecological science to the study, design, and management of sustainable ecosystems. As a set of agricultural practices, agroecology seeks ways to enhance agricultural systems by mimicking natural processes, thus creating beneficial biological interactions and synergies among the components of the agroecosystem. It provides the most favorable soil conditions for plant growth, particularly by managing organic matter and by raising soil biotic activity. The core principles of agroecology includes recycling nutrients and energy on the farm rather than introducing external inputs, integrating crops and livestock, diversifying species and genetic resources in agroecosystems over time and space, and focusing on interactions and productivity across the agricultural system rather than focusing on individual species. A mouthful to say the least, but I think agroecology is something we're going to be hearing more and more about in the days to come, and there are aspects of it. Some of the things that we're doing these days in U.S. agriculture fit well in what they're calling agroecology. That's all of our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Have a good one, everybody. God bless. Ron Hayes.
All right, thanks, Ron. We appreciate that. Well, for Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning. inviting you to join us again next time for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.